Betty Mahmoudi's book, Not Without My Daughter, recounted how her then-husband held her and their daughter, Mahtab, captive in Iran for 18 months, and how they escaped to return here to Michigan. Mahtab Mahmoudi has written a book of her own called My Name is Mahtab. She'll discuss the book on Thursday night at the Schuller Bookstore in the Meridian Mall starting at 7 o'clock. Back on Monday, current state producer Scott Pohl brought us the first of a two-part interview with Mahtab Mahmoudi, and today we have part two. Now that we've heard her perspective on her father's actions and the fear that he'd attempt to take her back to Iran or to harm her mother, what's left of the story here, Scott?
Well, Mark, Mahtab Mahmoudi has faced some struggles in her adult life. We talked about her mom, how her faith has sustained her, her health issues, and remarkably, why she decided to forgive her father. Syed Mahmoudi died in 2009.
After our escape, Mom and I really weren't free. It really wasn't until I was able to forgive my father that I was free. And I feel so thankful that there were these adults in my life immediately following our escape who recognized that this was an important step I needed to take, and who put in the time to help me through that process. You know, I had teachers who taught me about the story of Joseph in the Bible. And Joseph and I had a lot in common. You know, he had been separated from his family. He had been betrayed by his family. He had this difficult life. And yet God blessed him through it and used those trials for good. And Joseph forgave his family. And so I related with Joseph in so many ways, but I still couldn't understand how he could forgive. And at the same time, Mom recognized I had become extremely bitter and filled with hatred, and she saw that that was just destroying me. And so she worked hard at home to remind me of the good times we shared as a family and teach me that no one is all good or all bad. She started making Persian food for me again, and pulled out all of the Persian artwork that had filled our home before we went to Iran. We celebrated Persian holidays like Nowruz, the Persian New Year, which coincidentally is all about forgiveness. And so all of these things came together, but it was really through great efforts on the part of a lot of caring, nurturing adults that I was able to learn to forgive. And that really set me free. But forgiveness does not mean it's not the same as trust. And so just because I forgave my dad, it didn't rebuild that relationship. It didn't mean that I trusted him. And, you know, it's a constant process. So every time he would reappear in my life, I would have to work through that again. You know, I forgave him for what he did to us in Iran, but then, you know, he's showing up, you know, in effect at Michigan State, and now I'm afraid and I have to learn to forgive him all over again. And that was a continual process through my life right up until the time he died.
Your faith has been a major part in your coping mechanism. Can you talk about what has made your faith so strong and what it has done for you?
I was so terrified after our escape that my dad would take me back to Iran. And I don't say that as though, you know, America's good and Iran is bad. You know, I what I was really afraid of is my father's abuse. And it was just a foregone conclusion in my mind in those years that my dad would kidnap me. And so I had to do everything I could to prepare. I ended up in a Lutheran elementary school, Salem and Owosso, after our escape. And every week we had memory treasures. And I just soaked them up. For me, it was such a great comfort to know that there are all these beautiful promises in the Bible. You know, God promises he'll never leave us. God promises that all things work together for the good of those who love him. You know, just page after page after page of beautiful, reassuring promises of God's love and protection. And so it was such a comfort to know that even when my dad kidnapped me, he couldn't take me away from God's protection. And that whatever memory treasures I had soaked up and stored away in my mind, those, you know, that was how I could carry God's word with me no matter what. And so these things really helped me feel so much more secure and helped me cope with this trauma, that the danger that didn't go away.
We're talking with Mahtab Mahmoudi. Her mother, Betty, wrote the story of their captivity in Iran when Mahtab was a little girl in Not Without My Daughter. Now she's written her own book about life. It's called My Name is Mahtab. You've had some very serious health issues. Lupus has been something that you've had to cope with, too. A lot of people will be sad to hear that on top of everything else in your life, you've had some serious health issues. Tell us about lupus and how you're doing these days.
Well, lupus is a challenge for sure. And I have to say, I am very blessed as far as lupus goes. I was diagnosed at the age of 13 and became extremely ill very quickly. But overall, for the most part, when I'm not extremely ill, I do very, very well. So I can't complain. About a little over 2.5 years ago, I had my worst flare yet and became very, very close to dying. I'm so appreciative for the care I got at Sparrow, the wonderful doctors and nurses there. I still see Dr. Beals, my rheumatologist in Lansing, who is the rheumatologist I started seeing when I was diagnosed at 13. So I had such an amazing team of people working hard to keep me alive, but it took all of their effort. And Dr. Beals, who is the most optimistic person I have ever met, even was a little worried there. But even in that, you know, it's just amazing to see how God always provides. When I was admitted to Sparrow, I desperately needed blood, and I needed 2 units to basically survive the night, and the doctors wanted me to have 4 units, ideally. But I have my body was producing a really aggressive antibody, and my own blood wasn't even compatible with my body, so it was very difficult to find out what type of blood I could be given. And once they sorted this all out, there was no blood. So they did a national search, and a nurse came running in the middle of the night, and she was so excited. They found 2 units, and they were airlifted in, and I got exactly what I needed to survive. So, I mean, yes, it's a challenge having lupus. After that, I had to have chemo, and I couldn't be around people. I was in quarantine for around a year because I couldn't be exposed to germs. So these things are definitely challenges, but the blessings and the love I've been shown through this experience, it's just so uplifting, so I can't complain about it.
Mahtab Mahmoudi, tell us about your adult life, aside from your health struggles, your work life. People will be curious about relationships in your life. What has adult life been for Betty Mahmoudi's daughter?
Well, I have a good life. I don't know what my normal life is. I feel like I'm so far removed from it. I graduated in 2002 with a degree in psychology from Michigan State, a bachelor's. And then I was really blessed to work just with a bachelor's degree, to work in the field of mental health in a non-clinical capacity up until the time I left to write full-time. And I thought, well, you know, I'll leave my day job, I'll finish writing full-time and do this book thing for a little bit, and then I'll go back to work. But then I got sick. And so I just feel like I'm in this really prolonged stage of limbo, and I have no idea what my normal life will be after all of this settles down. But it's a good life. I am blessed with a lot of friends who really are family to me, and I spend a lot of time with friends. I love to cook. I love to entertain. And so it's pretty unusual for my house to not be filled with loved ones and having a good time. So that in that way, it's I feel very, very blessed. And as far as relationships, that is the one area of my life that I kind of keep for myself. I had to decide years ago that, you know, that this life, it feels strange to say that I'm a public figure because I don't think of myself like that. But so much of my life is public. And not everyone's comfortable with that. And especially a lot of people in my family are very uncomfortable with that. And so they never have shared openly. And I decided that it was important to me in any relationship I would have that there be this distinction between what's public and what's private. And so that's one thing that's about the only aspect of my life that I keep private.
Your mother, Betty Mahmoody, is a hero to many, not just because of her book and the movie based on the book, but because of a lifetime of work to help others in similar situations, parental kidnapping cases, that sort of thing. So I think a lot of people would like to hear an update on your mother. How is your mother doing? What is she doing to this day in this arena?
Mom is fantastic. She's great. She is just the best supporter and the best nurse. And she actually has been helping me. I'm still not really driving and things like that. So she has been helping me through this whole time. And she is not actively involved in cases. There was a time she started a nonprofit organization. There was a time when she had more than 1,000 active cases. And all told, they were able to help recover 78 children who had been kidnapped by a parent. Through One World for Children, she worked really hard to lobby for legislative change. So Michigan became the first state in the nation where in certain circumstances, you can get a divorce in a county other than your county of residence. And so finally, 5.5 years, I think 5.5 years after our escape, she was able to get a divorce in a county where we had never lived. Before that law, she would have had to serve notice to my dad saying we lived in Shiawassee County so that he had the opportunity to come defend himself in court. And, you know, Shiawassee County is not that big of a county. It would have been too easy to find us. There's also a federal law that was changed, making it a crime for a parent to kidnap a child across international borders. It was just an oversight in the law. It was a crime for a parent to kidnap a child to another state, but not another country. So she did a lot of work in this arena, and now she has sort of taken a back seat. She's 70 years old now. And so she's retired. We still lecture together occasionally. She lectures on her own. But when people reach out to her for help, she refers them to other organizations that today are better prepared to help. The day my book was released in America, I had interviews from home in the morning, and then we got in the car and we drove to every bookstore in town and took selfies with my book on the shelves. And so we're having a lot of fun together right now.
I have to ask you a political question because there's so much rhetoric in the current political discourse that is aimed at Muslims. And everyone knowing your story, I think that it would be interesting to hear your position on the political ramifications of this kind of anti-Muslim talk that we hear in the presidential campaign these days.
Well, that's a tough one to answer. I think that there's a big difference between people and government. I think there are extremists in every school of thought, including Americans, including Christians, including Jews and Muslims, and, you know, take your pick. And it was Iranians that helped us escape from Iran because they didn't want me to grow up thinking all Iranians are like my dad and his family. There are a lot of Muslims in my life that are appalled by my dad's behavior. I know a family living in East Lansing. The husband is Muslim. The wife is Catholic. They're happily married. He is a warm, loving, gentle soul and just so much fun. I just think that it's dangerous to judge a group based on the actions of some. Now, that doesn't mean we should minimize the impact of what is happening. But I think part of what makes America so great is the freedom we have. You know, I know firsthand what it's like to live in a nation where there is an absolute lack of freedom. In Iran, as a child, I wasn't even allowed to decide what color I was going to color a picture. You know, the coloring books had matching pictures on facing pages. One was colored and one was black and white, and children were told how to color the picture. So, you know, I just think that these freedoms we have in America are so precious. And if we, out of fear, compromise our values and give give up our freedoms or infringe on the freedoms of others, then really the terrorists have won. So I don't know what the answer is to this situation, but I do think that getting to know each other, building relationships will, you know, certainly could go a long way. I'm not saying that's the complete answer. Sadly, this is a scary time we're living in, but it certainly, I think, would help us all move in the right direction if we treated each other with love and kindness and a little less fear.
Well, millions of people read Not Without My Daughter by Betty Mahmoudi, and her daughter, Mahtab Mahmoudi, has now written her own book. It's called My Name is Mahtab. Mahtab Mahmoudi, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.